We begin on Amud Beis. We begin to Tezmaz. We begin with the words of the tradition of Pesach. And regarding the first day of Pesach, then says who goes Hal? You say the whole Hal. But the rest of the days of Pesach, all the 8 days, one does not say the whole Hal. You can't compare it to Chanukah and Sukkot, where there you do say the whole Hal, the whole Yom Tovim, all 7, 8 days. Because the Chanukah didn't hulig mahal. Chanukah, the logic would be to finish Hal, the Cholachas Yom, because all the 8 days, the miracle got bigger. And every single day, therefore, was his own miracle, because the oil kept on burning for another day. Every single day was its own Yom Tov. Why? We see that the Pari HaChag, the bulls of the Yom Tov, the Karbanos, would get less and less and less. So each one was its own qualitative category. But Pesach didn't change not the amount of Karbanos, always the same one, and not from its status of a Yom Tov, unlike Chanukah and Sukkot. Therefore, you only finish Hal only on the first day. Now, these days that we finish Hal 2 days, because we do, we have a Sveika Diyayma that we treat the second day as also possibly the first day. So, will increase Hal. So, it's like 1 day regarding the resetting of Hal. Also, the second day of Shavuos, also the last days of Sukkot. Therefore, instead of 18, we have 21 days because we have at least 3 days of the Sefik Yemim to be Gemin Hal. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemma Amish Maminoi. Says, obviously, many of the same Yudayim, this is a custom that they had from their fathers. Yesh Mefarshim, those who explain that we don't make a bracha on Hal when you're saying it Bedilik, meaning when you're not saying it full Hal. That is, the reason for that is because that type of Hal is a Minik. And that Minik, you don't make a bracha on a Minik, and you find a Mahacha. Where Rav doesn't point out anything regarding if they're making a bracha l'kray sahal, l'gmur sahal. So obviously that they didn't make any brachas. And the reason is because it's only a minig, and you don't make a bracha on a minig. Chimash m'sukkah perek lul b'rav asutu sounds like this when the Gemara and sukkah of memdal and base. Come, the Gemara says, and Abaye Abaye says, I came to commit Rabbi Yitzchok. I was in front of Rabbi Yitzchok. I say, he arab l'kamei. They brought the arabas in front of him. Shakal chavit chavit. He took it, he shakled it. He banged it, and he didn't make a bracha. Ksava, because he held that of a minig nabimi, that it's only, there's a machalik over there, is it minig, or is it chiyav? Oh, it's only a custom of the prophets. So, but one thing you say, how much you say, how minig that was the Gemara's proof over there, because since it's a minig, so therefore you don't make a bracha. And the same thing would be for hal, which only a minig, you wouldn't make a bracha. But Rebentam actually rules that you do make a bracha on hal, that's a minig, that's what we call chatzi hal, that you medalik. Because the east is, if you think that you don't make a bracha, some came to the country. My kama gemara, what is the gemara saying? Kivin the shemina dimedal giva azlis. Once he heard that they were skipping and they were saying, oh, he said shemam, and obviously minig, I was saying, they must be a custom that they have by their fathers, must be just the minig. What do you mean? Why didn't Rav make a comment? Why did he wait till when he saw they were skipping around? Then he understood it must be not as a chiv, but as a minig. What do you mean? You don't think he should have recognized Ibishim Minig Karolei that they were saying because of Minig that Loi Mevarchi, that if you say that you don't make a bracha, what do you mean? Ibishim Minig Karolei, Loi Mevarchi, then, like you said, they wouldn't have made a bracha. If it's like you're saying that Minig Lomavarchi, you don't make a bracha on a Minig. And if they made a bracha, obviously Loi Minig, that it's not a Minig. So, from the fact that Rav only proved it from that they were skipping around, to the contrary, it must be right to Rabbeinu Tam, that you make a regular bracha, even if it's a minig. And therefore, he wasn't able to tell anything from the bracha, because it looked the same as a regular hal, and he only recognized it later on. And Bechidme began to say that, no, maybe he could have brought a raya from that, because they actually did not make a bracha when they said hal. But Leibov with close curious hal, he didn't come in Teshul when they started hal in the beginning. You can't say this, because the Rav Ikel Bubble come out. It says the Rav came to Bubble. The Yisrael of Emtet Tulba, if you think he came to town just in the middle of davening, and that's when he walked in. That maybe Ikel Beikanishin. That he came to Bava. So he came to Shul, and that would sound like that's when he came. Midloyamav, and the fact that it doesn't say Midloy Barcha that they didn't make a bracha, that from there you see Minigu. Shemamna, obviously that's not treated like Rabbi Tam. The Minhaga, the Mavachin, that you make a bracha that we couldn't tell until they were skipping around. I went to Ahid the Sukkah, the Mashma, the Minhaga, the Mavachin. What do we do with the Gemara Sukkah? That sounds like from that Ravis that since it was a Minig, this taking out Rabbi, that's why he didn't make a bracha on the clapping Hashanahs. That's specifically the meaning of the willows. That's just a custom of just shaking some leaves. But many do tilt a little bit for a minute, just saying that Levi's not going to make a bracha. But Shah Minik can make Chris Albert or any other custom, like saying something chashal, like how, or Achrini can make a minute, or anything similar like that, but Minik, thought Machin Bashar, you would make a bracha, but in Allah, 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 and this is also Allah in practice. Well, if he's according to this, yes, you have to be careful, you shouldn't speak in the middle of the hall, keep it back, because you made a bracha. Kivin dim came because he would speak, have a mafsik, there would be interruption from the bracha till the end of the hal. Now, but there would seem the ain yachad mechuyim the krahal, an individual does not have to say hal. Achim works l'chaim atzmar shuz b'yodim, but if he wants to obligate himself, then he definitely could, and again, then he would make this bracha. Kinek tzism to begin with the word dikmav shtakech, the sibil abeyah, and they found that it was written on him. What's on it? Aloysiyar, on his hand, pirish. Matzikasav al-yad shenechtuchum natam, they found on the hand that was cut off from that idol, as if that the whole idol had written on the hand of the idol that had its hand cut off, then Antar Lach Rabbi Beisa, you wanted to destroy his house, call him Beisa, or Gajbuch, in other words, house of Gajbuch, the Beisa Megdash, a Shlamis Lay, so I paid him back your hand, Kalema, Bekechacha Nasatulai, and you gave your strength now to him. Yes, my father, those who explain, no, to the contrary, like Sibahava al Tzel Mashal, the writing on the hand was on the intact idol. Vachel Kamen, this is what he was saying. They found this writing on the hand of the complete idol that he was saying to the incomplete one, you want to destroy his house, you want to destroy Hashem's house, and your hand has to be paid to him. I paid, it was written on his hand, your hand that I cut off, but again, it was on his hand to say that that's why he was cutting off the incomplete idol's hand.